Chapter 16. The Third Angel's Message. In 1891, E.J. Wagoner connected the everlasting covenant with the third angel's message and justification by faith this way. We must preach Christ and Him crucified as the sum of the gospel of the kingdom, or the third angel's message. Show from the covenant that God made with Abraham, the sacrifice of Christ, justification by faith. This was the way to reach the Jews, by showing them what God wanted to do with Israel in leading them out of Egypt into the promised land. This is the same work that God would do in gathering His own out of the world and leading them into the possession of the eternal inheritance. In 1895, Ellen White connected the most precious message of Wagoner and Jones with the third angel's message and the everlasting covenant. The Lord in His great mercy sent a most precious message to His people through elders Wagoner and Jones. This message was to bring more prominently before the world the uplifted Savior, the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. It presented justification through faith in the surety. It invited the people to receive the righteousness of Christ, which is made manifest in obedience to all the commandments of God. It is the third angel's message, which is to be proclaimed with a loud voice, and attended with the outpouring of His Spirit. The uplifted Savior is to appear in His efficacious work as the Lamb slain, sitting upon the throne, to dispense the priceless covenant blessings. This statement connects the third angel's message with justification by faith and the everlasting covenant. W.W. Prescott was the last of a generation who had been eyewitnesses to the events of 1888. He published a series of articles on the covenants in biblical history. Prescott recognized how important the covenants were in understanding the third angel's message. He wrote, "We have been plainly instructed that justification by faith is the third angel's message in verity, and inasmuch as justification by faith is the essential feature of the covenant with Abraham, as is taught in Galatians 3:8, the covenant with Abraham is the very essence of the third angel's message. We should proclaim the fullness of the meaning of that covenant developed from the time of Abraham until now. This is the everlasting gospel which is to be preached to the whole world in preparation for the great consummation. Everything that was necessary to prepare Christ's body, from every nation, kindred, tongue and people, for translation, and the second coming of Christ, was contained in God's promise to Abraham." Ellen White, E.J. Wagoner and W.W. Prescott connected the third angel's message with God's everlasting covenant.